Hi, everyone. My name is Lisa Morgan. I'm the Quality Assurance Coordinator in Philadelphia. And I'm just going to describe our reimbursement policy that was introduced in 2007. And kind of describe what it's done for our program over the years. So some background information. The Philadelphia VSC program distributes to about 230 active enrolled providers. In 2010, we conducted VSC AFIX visits to approximately 85% of our enrolled providers. So we're very much in our providers' offices. And prior to 2007, we had a short-dated reporting policy where providers were required to report to us any vaccines that they would not use 60 to 90 days before that vaccine expired so that we could go and pick up that vaccine and redistribute it to a provider's office that would use the vaccine, ideally. But providers were not routinely held accountable for any wasted or expired vaccines. So any vaccines that they didn't report, we didn't routinely hold them accountable. So there were several factors that led to us implementing this reimbursement policy. There was a failure of providers to inventory and report short-dated vaccines in compliance with the policy we already had. There was a failure of providers to respond to out-of-range refrigerator and freezer temperatures. There was significant over-ordering of vaccines and failure to monitor their short-dated vaccines in their inventory. We had often had improper storage of vaccines, so vaccines were in the freezer or in the refrigerator that weren't supposed to be. Vaccines were left out on the counter. Providers were pre-drawing syringes and leaving them in the refrigerator over significant periods of time. We also found that there's a very high staff turnover in our offices, like many other VSC programs, and there was a lack of clearly defined responsibilities within offices for staff responsible for VSC. And there was a lack of emergency plans and alarm systems in our VSC offices. So some background on our policy. In February of 2007, we sent a communication to all of our VSC providers regarding the reimbursement policy. This described what providers would have to do if they had unreported expired vaccine or any wastage due to negligence. So basically, the reimbursement policy required providers to purchase the same number of doses privately and administer them to their VSC-eligible patients as they had wasted or had let expire. Through the incident, we require a packing slip of the purchased vaccines that includes lot number, an incident letter, so what that provider did wrong, what they plan to correct in the future, what are their corrective actions, and a list of patients that were administered the compromised vaccine, if that is the case within the office. So I retrospectively reviewed letters that were sent to providers in response to their incidents that described the amount of wastage, the dollar amount of wastage. I reviewed backman memos that kind of described the issues, vaccine return spreadsheets, so spreadsheets that we had kept on overall program vaccine returns for excise tax, as well as vaccine distribution data. How much did we order and what percentage of that were we wasting? And the analysis was done based on federal fiscal year. So this is the beginning of our results. Over three fiscal years from 2008 until 2010, we had 121 cases of suspensions. Reimbursement, so there were some cases of suspension that did not have to reimburse, and I'll go over that in a couple minutes on why providers may not have had to reimburse but were suspended. So 71% of the cases of suspension were required to actually did reimburse for the vaccines. Of the 121 cases, there were a total of 93 providers that were involved, which is about 41% of our active VSC providers. And 23 of those providers had duplicate or multiple suspensions. We had a provider that was suspended as many as five times over the 3 years and reimbursed for the wasted vaccines. This kind of describes per case, per suspension over the provider level. So over each year, the average amount of vaccines that were required to reimburse decreased significantly per suspension. So our cases actually became much smaller. In 2008 was our maximum amount of reimbursement that we received, which was about $95,000 worth of vaccine. And that's the VFC cost. So the provider most likely spent a lot more money reimbursing for those vaccines. And then I have the minimum number, cost for the vaccine, just to show that we not only require providers to reimburse for as little as one dose of vaccine. So any case, we always require the reimbursement. So program-wide, we have orders of about $20 million worth of vaccine each year, and that does not include influenza vaccines. And each year, the amount that we as a program return for excise tax varies anywhere from 2 to 2.25% of our total amount of vaccines ordered, which is about anywhere from $400,000 to $450,000 worth of vaccines. And that's wastage as a program total, as a program whole, amount we've returned for excise tax. So the amount that we've recouped as a program has, as you can see on this graph, has kind of decreased over the years. So this shows the amount of wastage we've had as a program and the percentage of that wastage that we've actually gotten reimbursed over each year. So as you can see, that has significantly decreased over the 3 years. And I believe that is because although providers are now following our short-dated return policy, they're reporting the vaccines that they're not going to use to us, we're going out and picking them up. But us as a program have not been able to successfully move those vaccines so they're actually used prior to reimbursement. So our wastage as a program has kind of flatlined, but the amount of reimbursement has decreased. So as I mentioned before, not all providers that are suspended, not all cases of suspension result in reimbursement. About 29% of our suspensions did not result in reimbursement. And there are several reasons for that. In the beginning, we oftentimes had a written warning to the provider, so we required an incident letter. We wrote a warning to them saying that they would have to reimburse in the future, but that current incident they didn't necessarily have to reimburse for. There were several times that we allowed a site to purchase a new unit or an alarm system, and this often happened with our smaller sites that had little wastage and that the purchasing of the unit costs a lot more than the amount of vaccine. We do have larger practices that we actually require a new unit, an alarm system, and reimbursement of the vaccines. There were times that we encouraged practices to discontinue their pediatric care so that they no longer actually needed the vaccine that we had considered for reimbursement. And many times in this case, it was a very small family doctor who maybe saw 2 or 3 babies, and we encouraged them to change their capitation age so that maybe they only saw adolescents and they could focus on that. And that was usually because they often weren't fully vaccinating their babies to begin with. So, and then there were cases that the site never actually responded to the incident. They remained suspended for a significant period of time, and we ended up inactivating them from VFC. So there were several program implications and several things that we need to look at moving forward, and that is the need to monitor provider ordering more closely to make sure that their ordering practices reflect VFC-eligible populations. And I feel like that will, as a VFC program as a whole, will help us reduce the wastage as a program totally. We need to increase the provider education efforts regarding vaccine ordering and inventory, and I'm hoping that, with our fingers crossed, that VTRAX will help us move forward with the vaccine accountability and our ability to match what's been administered, how much the practices are actually using. We continue to implement secondary and tertiary education in response to vaccine wastage. We are much more involved in our provider offices now. And in 2011, we plan to increase our VFC site visits to over 95%. It looks like we'll probably get to 100% of our practices So we're much more involved with our practices and much more hands-on right now. And then we also need program-wide improvement of emergency planning, appropriate storage and monitoring equipment, making sure our practices have something in place so that they actually respond to issues of out-of-range temperatures and things that have been talked about in the previous presentations. So the benefits of our reimbursement policy. Over the last three fiscal years, we've had a total of $338,000 worth of vaccine reimbursement, which accounts for about 7,500 doses of vaccine. And that's VFC cost and wasted vaccines, so via private purchase. So it probably costs the providers a lot more than that. And this totaled about 26% of our total program wastage, total vaccine returns as a program that have been reimbursed. So, and that's it. Thank you.